You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And once you do, the magic will begin to happen. I'm happy to use my life as an example so that others can learn. You may have to let some things go before you become successful. Success looks different on everybody, and so does the process. Some of you want success but don't want to let go of the exact thing that's in your way of obtaining success. You can't have it both ways. Welcome to Living Your Truth with Tavares. Wow, thank you. I am living in my blessing. Thank you so much. This is great. Wow. Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. How's everyone doing today? All right, I see you. I see you. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. That's nice. You guys are nice. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello to you too. What's happening? We're back with another one, y'all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show. This is Living Your Truth. I am Tavares. What's happening? Today we're talking about Elevate. What's up to everybody up top? What's up to everybody in the middle? And what's up to everybody down here around me? What's up? We're having a good time. Thank you again for being here. Elevate. Do y'all feel like y'all elevate enough? Is it on a consistent basis? Are you looking to elevate? Are you searching for ways to increase your elevation, your vibration, and your frequency? I ask this because I ask myself about this all the time. I understand how energy works a little bit. I know a little bit. And how our energy affects everything around us. Plants, people, whether near or far, our words, their energy, and how they impact the things around us and how they shape our environment, our reality, even maybe some of the people we invite into our lives. So when it comes to energy, when it comes to raising your vibration or having intentions as energy, high vibration versus low vibration, foods. There's even some foods that can raise your vibration. Did you know that? Wow. And raising your frequency. I talk about that often. Raising your frequency. Some people know how to do it organically. They know how to just do it. They've been doing it for a long time. They've probably done some studying, but they've naturally been able to do it. Because they understand that they want to keep good people around them. They understand about keeping good vibes around them. So they're intentional about the kind of friends they have around them. They will carefully pick and select their friends, the people who they spend the time with. They'll be very intentional about that. I subscribe to that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being intentional with who you spend your time with. And there's nothing wrong with this, with exploring life, right? Life is about exploring. It's about experiences. It's about growth. It's about opportunity. It's about things being difficult, overcoming those things that are difficult, being available to the opportunity. Some of those you'll see, some of those you'll miss. That's just how it goes. So when it comes to energy and vibration and all that good stuff, understand that the entire universe is made of energy. Okay, from a morning cup to all the cells inside of your kidneys, all of it's made up of energy that vibrates. Okay? Everything that we're made of vibrates. We got that, right? I see some heads nodding. Yeah. Some people like, huh? Yes, it's true. So there is, therefore, a way to raise your vibration. Understand that there's heaven, there's earth, there's fire, there's wind, there's sun, there's moon, lightning, stars. Whatever is whatever, not everything is there. There's a lot of things that we don't see that are there. So when we talk about being connected, we often think of it as an abstract concept or just another way of saying we are all human. But the reality is that we're constantly transmitting, constantly. Whatever you want, wherever you go, know that it is energy. We live in an energy field. So yes, there is a way to increase your frequency. There is a way to increase your vibration. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this today on Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Sit tight. We're paying some bills and we'll be right back.
Get your next nutrition coach at thebodysynthesis.com today.
Yeah, this is your girl, Remy Martin from the Terror Squad.
And you're listening to Living Your Truth with Tavares. What's up, Remy? Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we're talking about elevate. And elevating in a way that, well, you know, some people may or may not be on board with. And that's okay. You're going to learn something today. It's all love. So, in a way that we all connect, we're talking about like vibration, right? We're talking about raising your frequency, all right? Since we're all connected, everything around us is also connected to us in real and literal sense, right? In a real and literal sense. These vibrations have distinct characteristics that we can sense and tune into to make it work for you. And it comes, you know, it's the way where some of us have like walked into a room and you'd be like, oh man, it feels so good in here. It feels warm in here. A lot of that has to do with the vibration in the room. Has to do with the people in the room. Has to do with their thoughts and what they're coming with into the room. The kind of energy they're coming into the room with. You've gone into other rooms where it may be a little cold. The air may be a little stale. Perhaps the people in that room didn't come in with much to offer. Perhaps they came in looking for something. See, a lot of people don't quite understand there are energy givers and energy takers. Me, I'm an energy giver. I used to be an energy taker. Draining people. You ever get around someone and you're like, God, they are so draining. Yeah, energy taker. Now, I'm an energy giver and healer. Love is the emotion behind everything that I do. So when I go into doing the things that I love, well, guess what? I'm having a ball. Like this podcast, this platform, I'm having a ball doing this. I enjoy speaking with all of y'all. I enjoy sharing gems, you know, and I enjoy learning about myself because that's also happening too. This is a whole bunch of energy, so we're exchanging energy. If you're listening to this show, if you're tuning in, then guess what? Yes, you and I, we are exchanging energies. Anyways, let's keep it moving here. So, what does it mean to raise your vibration? Everything is made of energy. All right, based on the law of vibration, that energy is in a constant state of vibration. You can't hear it. We can't hear it. Some of it we can feel, some of it we can't. If you meditate, you definitely can connect a lot more so to this. And even if you don't, you understand. Raising your vibration simply put means that you are changing the rate at which your energy vibrates. You ever do that? We do it all the time when sports season comes around. If you're a football fan, we do it all the time. In fact, if you're a sports fan, period, we do it all the time. We're always changing the way our energy vibrates. Based on what? A score. A missed opportunity of a score. A win. A loss. A buzzer beater. A not buzzer beater. You get where I'm going with this. So we're constantly in a state where we're able to change how much our energy vibrates. And this is dependent on our emotional, mental, and physical states. We are able to change our energetic vibration by changing the way we feel, think, or act. Again, we do this a lot sometimes subconsciously. Some of us are mindful enough to catch it. Others, not so much, okay? It can be as simple as performing works of kindness and love, something I love to do often. Love it. I do it because I love the way it makes me feel and because it's helpful. And I love seeing the reaction or the smile on someone's face when they weren't even thinking about it. See, I call that the circle of good. When you just go out and do something, and the twofer is, it makes you feel good and the person you're doing the good for feel good. I mean, come on. Really? That's love right there. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Keep that in the spotlight.
What you say?
I heard it through the grapevine.
Remember, practice positive self-talk. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself.
John.
And I'm Tavares from Living Your Truth with Tavares podcast. Thank you so much for locking in with me. Lil John, what's up? Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well. Today, we're talking about elevate your frequency, your vibration, ways to do it, ways to be mindful about doing it, ways that you know that you've been doing it without even knowing that you've been doing it. But you've been doing it. Other ways that you can increase your vibration is also through meditation. Yeah, you could do that a couple times a week, a couple times a day if you want. You could do it however you see fit for you, right? When it comes to this type of meditation or just meditation in general, you're focusing on your breath, but really it's about getting reconnected to you, getting re-familiar with you. That's why when it comes to focusing on your breath, it's soothing, it's relaxing. And I know for myself, I'm really able to have a very nice meditation these days. I've worked at it. There was times where I thought, you know, I was doing it wrong, wasn't sure I was doing it right. Other times I felt like I was doing it correctly. I stopped thinking about all of that. And I can say for me that I feel that's when I've gotten some of my best meditation. Clearing my mind completely, right? Got to do away with those thoughts. It's important, right? When it comes to our intentions and thoughts, they can also alter the reality, the physical reality around us. This is how powerful our thoughts are. This is how powerful the energy is that we can put behind those thoughts. Okay? The positive intentions that we have, we can call that a higher vibrational energy. The higher vibrational energy is the frequency, and it's more ethereal. Actually, it creates waves of light and transcends physical matter. That's really what it does. And again, you can fact check this stuff. It's a real cool thing to know about. Just as high vibrational intentions like love, compassion, and hope can manipulate physical matter, low vibrational intentions like fear, hate, and anger can do the same. This is why you get around somebody and they're like spewing hateful things, or they're just not in a higher vibration like yourself. And then if you allow it, they can bring you down with them. But you have to allow it. Sometimes that happens subconsciously, simply by listening. If you're listening and you're into it, then yes, eventually they will be able to change your energy frequency. They'll be able to lower it. But if you listen through a different filter and you're like, oh, okay, that's it, and you've tuned them out, like you listen for a couple of seconds and then you tune them out, you actually can go on about your day and not even be impacted by what they had to say whatsoever. You were able to listen without being drawn in emotionally. Yes, that's the thing, okay? Understanding your vibration is like, you know, it's understanding you, who you are, how you move, how you tick, what makes you tick, what type of things you're into, what kind of foods increase that vibration, right? Do you eat a plant-based diet? What kind of diet do you eat? Are you eating animal flesh? Listen, these things impact the way we feel, the way we think, our decision-making. They really can get in and do a number, all right? Even a plant. You ever get a plant around? Talk bad to a plant. The plant will respond. It may be kind of wilt over, but if you love that plant, you say sweet things to that plant will perk up. So when it comes to elevating, let's lift as we rise. Not just the people in our lives, but even the plants. Because everything that we look to have, that we look and desire, is energy. How else do you think you're gonna get what you wanna get out of this world? It's going to be your energy. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
This is for you. Listen.
Hey, come outside. Check out my new car I just got from Riverside Premier Motors. They hooked me up. Riverside Premier Motor has everything you're looking for in a vehicle. Dependability, gas saver, mid-size, full-size, SUVs, and luxuries. Bad credit, no credit, bankruptcies,
no worries.
Financing is available. Riverside Premier Motors is a pre-owned late model dealer that provides customers with a complete automotive experience, Carfax, and competitive prices. Riverside Premier Motors is dedicated to customer satisfaction. We're passionate about our cars, and we intend on sharing that passion with our customers. Come by today and check out our affordable inventory of dependable cars. Riverside Premier Motors is located in Riverside. From the 91 East, take the 215 North and exit Lock Dina, or call us 951-682-7770, 951-682-770, or hit us up online, www.riversidepremiermotors.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we're talking about elevate. Elevate your vibration. Elevate your frequency. You are in the driver's seat. What you say to yourself, how you speak to yourself, the way you think to yourself, how you are using your language. This stuff matters. If you label a problem, it's gonna be a problem. If you label it a situation, it's gonna be a situation. If you label it an opportunity, it's gonna be an opportunity, right? And it doesn't just stop with the words that we use. Our body reacts biochemically to what we say, just as our body reacts with every bite that we take of food. Yeah. So Foods that help us to raise our vibration, right? Foods that make your body and your energy be like, oh, okay. Spring water, raw chocolate, honey, fresh fruits, herbal tea. My wife drinks a lot of herbal teas. Seeds, nuts, rice, fresh fruits. Yeah. And foods with high water content. Let's put that in there too. So 70% or more. Yeah. You're winning. Right? Right. Okay. And then, of course, the several ways people use tools to raise their frequency. Some people are into crystal therapy. Some people are into sunlight, plants, homeopathy, and then sound therapy and acupuncture. So it's more about what's for you. I've done crystal therapy. I've done chakra therapy. Loved it. Loved both of them. Truly loved them. I'm really about whatever you feel is going to get you to a better version of you, healthy, of course, in a healthy way. I'm all for it. I'm all for sunlight. I'm all for the plants. I feel like the closer we get to nature, the closer we get to our spirits. That's me right there. I like to keep it simple. I don't believe it's difficult. Not at all. I believe if we want to get right, we can. And I believe it starts with ourselves. I believe it starts with, again, the way we speak to ourselves, our thoughts, our beliefs, our values. Beliefs and values drive people, period. They drive people. They drive people to do things when you're like, oh my God, how could he have done that? His beliefs and values, period. And the thing about the beliefs and values, I believe they're fluid. I do. Especially in a world like today where the world is so fast. Things are moving like really fast. And so people are frustrated more so because I believe when they have to redo something, I believe they think about what they've lost, as opposed to the lesson learned. And that's simply because they're always looking ahead. Very few people are looking where they're stepping. They're just walking, running, jogging, trotting, whatever. But very few, I believe, are actually paying attention. So the result of high vibrational foods, you know, look, it's gonna make you feel connected. You're gonna feel connected not only to yourself, but everything around you. You're gonna be moving with this harmonious vibe. When you live your life with love, kindness, and compassion, and you choose to surround yourself with the same energies, you aren't just benefiting yourself, you're also benefiting the world at large. I mean, think about this. You are like a magnet. You ever get around someone and they just keep attracting good people and you go hang out with them and you go to an event and everyone you meet appears to be on one accord. Like everyone appears to be super kind, super cool, well-mannered, easygoing, funny, laughing, and in great spirits. Yeah, there's people in the world that have that magic about them. It's a beautiful thing, and I bet you have it too. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Don't forget to pick up my new book, Kissed by the Wind, A Book of Poems and Passions, Volume 3, out now on Amazon Books. Go ahead and search Tavares Allen Garrett and get yourself a copy. Thank you for your support. What's up, y'all? It's Tavares.
Hello, this is Adele.
And you are listening to Living Your Truth with Tavares podcast. Yo, Adele, thanks for the shout out.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. Today we're talking about elevate. Elevate your energy, your frequency, your mindset. Try to operate from a position of solution. And look, I try these things too. I'm not great, I'm not perfect, but I do try and I do implement them. There is a way to do it all. There is a way to be mindful. There's a way to be patient with yourself and take steps. You don't have to take it all in at one time, but you know, you can take it in steps. It's okay. Operating at a high vibrational frequency is really a matter of clearing out any blockages or stagnations in your flow. Some may know it as ki, all right? This is from Eastern medicine or Eastern ancient Chinese medicine. They labeled it qi, is the term used to describe the energy that circulates through your body according to traditional Chinese medicine. The blockages can cause you to feel fatigue and generally low or even experience physical pains. So, yeah, we have to make sure our qi is in line. All right. There are many reasons why energy blockages can occur, from trauma to lifestyle choices. Okay. Hello. Are you moving your body? Okay. Your energy is affected by everything you encounter and how you respond or react, as I like to say. All that to say, becoming your better self is not about adding something to make sure you have the right energy. It's about clearing out any negative or harmful energy that could be holding you back. You ever know about that? You ever feel that way? I have felt like that for a long time until I started what? Getting my qi in line. I really did. You know how a key, an actual key, works in a lock? The mechanisms, the key has to unlock all these mechanisms that move as one. Boom. So when you turn it to the right, all the little mechanisms inside the lock say, hey, we're going to the right. Boom. Everything goes to the right. Same for the left. Mind, body, spirit, nutrition, all has to be aligned for us to achieve our better selves. At least for us to have the opportunity to start to achieve our better selves. Some people want to just run, jump in the gym, but what they don't take into account is their level of adherence. They're like, okay, I'm going to start tomorrow. They get in the gym. They feel like they got their ass whipped. They really probably didn't. It's because they probably didn't prepare much. They probably didn't even stretch. They probably didn't even hydrate. They probably didn't even put the right types of nutrition in their body to go have a workout the next morning. Preparation matters. You got to do it. How else are you going to elevate? You have to understand how to elevate. All right? You have to understand that you're going to come up against obstacles while elevating. If you're hoping to clear out blockages and maintaining an optimal qi to have those good vibrations, don't be fixated on how you can raise your vibration frequency, but rather how to address the stagnant energy. When your energy is flowing, you feel rested, clear-headed, and ready to engage with the world around you. Resetting your energy is about checking in with you, yourself, and pinpointing exactly what you need. If you're stressed out about work or friends, try writing it out, jotting down some notes, everything you need to do to make that happen. You then can sleep clearly that night. See, a lot of us go to bed with all that on our mind. I'm guilty of it too. Newsflash, full transparency. I've done it. But lately, I've been clearing my mind before I go to bed. I've been making decisions. The decisions I want to make the next day, I've been making them the night before so that I can have a better night's rest. It's amazing how it helps. It's amazing how it works. And it's amazing how much control we actually have over elevating our frequency and our vibration. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
You know how hard it is to keep going? I mean, do you really understand what it takes to keep going? What it takes to wake up in the morning and hit the gym 6 days a week? The thought process that goes into that mindset. The conviction that goes into those tasks. I mean, you got to believe in yourself, because believing in yourself is believing in the possibilities of you. See, if I'm lacking on myself, then I'm going to pay the price. And this is why I don't concern myself with what other people think of me. If I cared about what people thought of me, if I cared about what haters said, I'd never get anything done. And I'm so proud of myself because I'm always getting things done. The cool thing about being wrong is that you can get it right. See, there's always a lesson to be learned if you allow yourself to be available to that. Some people look at other people when they're wrong and they want to say, oh, you're a bad person. I say, you're about to get better. Because I would never understand success without failure. See, I dare people all the time to really be who they want to be and not be what they have been pre-programmed to be. We are all born in this life, into this world, pre-programmed. I think we can all agree to that, because when you're born, you have a mother and a father, or maybe you don't have either. Maybe you're born into a foster system. Everywhere that you're looking as you're growing up, you are being influenced on how to think, how to speak, and you're also being influenced on perhaps what you should wear, the kind of job you should have. I find it rather interesting that everybody has something to always say when change is happening. Not everyone has the guts to change. That's why I step right into it. I used to be fearful of that. This is why I can speak on this. But now I acknowledge fear. I address it and move right past it. Fear no longer paralyzes me like it paralyzes many people that I know. Even those that I help to transform, they too are fearful. They're fearful of the unknown. But I ask you, what are you afraid of? Is it because you're so used to doing things a certain way? I mean, really, what is it that has you so fearful? Why is it that when other people change, you may find yourself questioning that change or doubting that change? Me? I embrace that change. I've learned to love that change. I've learned to own that change. People are always taking shots at me. But guess what? Those shots are always missing. They never come close to my core. They don't come close to my spirit, because my aura is too bright. My light is too bright. I move with too much love. There's that word again. I'm so grateful and thankful for who I am. You can't knock me off my pedestal. It will never happen. I've tangled with some of the best of them. But I rise above all of them. No, it's not arrogance. That's me being confident in who I am and what I am capable of. I no longer become frustrated with haters and the naysayers. I look at them and smile, flash my megawatt smile, and keep it moving. Because won't nobody knock me off, and won't nobody slow me down. I lift as I rise. And that is what's important to me, to lift as I rise. It's about me, but it's not always all about me. And I recognize that too. Each one teach one. One of the truest lessons I've ever learned. However, not everyone is ready to learn. People are not ready to let go of their past because that's all they know. And instead of focusing on their future, they romance about their past, which keeps them from changing. I say this with a full heart and a gentle smile. Do you, because nobody else will. Focus on you, because nobody else will. Love yourself first, because nobody else will. It all starts with the self. Whatever you want, you can have, but you first gotta believe in yourself. And to believe in yourself is to believe in the possibilities of the unknown.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. How's everyone doing? Today we're talking about Elevate. We've been talking about Elevate. I hope y'all feel elevated because it's in your hands. It's in your control. It's in what you eat. It's in how you share your energy, the conversations that you have, the music that you listen to, the intentions that you move with. Yes, your intentions have energy connected to them, just like the words you choose to use or not. It's very important, the accountability that comes with the choice of words. Words have energy, words have power, words do matter, okay? Share your energy. This is a great way to increase your vibration, especially if you're gonna be spending time around others, hanging around others that make you feel positive and uplifted. That's smart, okay? When you get around people who are like-minded, we naturally raise our vibration. We've all been there, right? You ever be early to like a house party, you're hanging out with the host, maybe one other person, the vibe is cool. All of a sudden, two, three more people show up. You feel the energy kick up. All of a sudden, before you know it, the party's in full swing. Everyone's laughing, having a great time. The energy continued to compound in real time. So much that people's endorphins got to firing, pupils got to dilating. And now everyone's like, yo, we're having a great time. I'm so glad to see you. Yeah, because you're sharing energies. When you're sharing energies, your stress eases, you breathe easier, you think clearly, your body feels better, you're laughing. Love is flowing through you. Life is happening for you, not to you. And if your energy feels off and you can't pinpoint the culprit, recall when was the last time you truly enjoyed yourself. I had to do this not too long ago. I had to ask myself, you know what, Tavares? Have you been having enough fun? You've been working hard, but have you been having enough fun? We have to have fun with ourselves. We can't take ourselves too serious. Yeah, I know you got a business to run. I get it. But I'm going to tell you something. One thing I know is having fun is a great way to keep business fun. It's a great way to keep business clear within yourself, the decision making, because you're not all pent up. Go out, have fun, run around. Kids do it the best. From 0 to 12 is when a child learns the most. So when they're playing, they're having a ball. When we get older as adults, we stop having fun. Somewhere in there, we lose sight of having fun. So shout out to the people who still play like softball and volleyball, and they're on all types of leagues and stuff, because they're out there running around, and I hope they're having fun with all of the activity, because that's really what it's there for. The competition, that's the byproduct of the game. But in your head, what you're telling yourself, now that's the stuff that moves you. That's the stuff that has you out there every week. That's the stuff that says whether you're gonna enjoy the game or not enjoy the game. And if you're not enjoying the game, there's a good chance you're not enjoying a part of your life. You see how things are connected? And that's just something that's going to show itself. So guess what? If things aren't going right in your life, they're going to spill over into other people's lives. You can't even help it because you have been caught up in your own storm for so long that you're just moving around. You know how a storm moves? A storm's going to wet, shake up, blow wind on anything in its path. You dig? Okay then. So you have the ability to elevate higher, to change your energy. Don't let your circumstances steal your joy. And don't let anybody else's circumstances steal your joy. That ain't cool. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. We will be right back. And that is cool.
Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets. Back to the streets.
Hey, Tavares here from Living Your Truth with Tavares. Always take time for your mental health. You matter. You are very important. And many people love having you around. So take the time for your mental health. I know life can get crazy. I know we all get busy. I know we gotta be here, there, here. Oh yeah, and can't forget that meeting. I get it. But take the time to give yourself enough time so that you can cruise along into your day and about your day. There's no need to be playing catch up throughout the day. We all hate that feeling. I know I do. I can't stand rushing. It gets on my last nerve. So I do myself the honor and the privilege of giving myself a bit more time just so that I don't have to rush. There's no need to build up all that angst, all that cortisol inside your body, all that adrenaline. It's not good for you. So give yourself the time and have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. What's up, everybody? Today we've been talking about Elevate, so I hope y'all are able to increase your tool belt of self-wellness and self-love and self-care with some of the information that we shared here today. Look, a higher level of consciousness will give you a bulletproof sense of inner peace. I love that. That's really cool to have, especially in today, right? And turn the TV off if you can. Please turn the TV off, all right? Let's be mindful. Let's be mindful of how we share our time. That's very important, right? True happiness, no matter the circumstances in your life, that's very important. Feeling at one with everyone and everything. You can achieve this level of peace. It lives within you. Clear out the blockages and the stagnations. Operating from your deep and powerful subconscious mind. It's a beautiful thing. Unconditional love for all living beings. I know it could be difficult, but trust and believe it does come back to you. Finding your true self and your true path. A lot of people are just rolling around out there. They're not sure where they're going or what they're doing. Create a plan. Nothing more cool than a plan. I'm here to tell you. Create a plan. Follow it. Stick to it. Check in with yourself. Measure your progress. This will keep you on point. This will keep you with a baseline. Implore a routine. You put together a routine, you'll be successful. That'll give you a baseline. It can happen for you too. Create a worry, stress, and anxiety-free natural existence. Hello. Love that. Thoroughly enjoying the present moment and your own thoughts. Not needing to screen to occupy the mind. A lot of people are screening out there. We see them in the gym. I see them in the gym. Screening. Why are you on a machine screening? I don't get that. I don't understand that. I say step away from the machine and go screen up against the wall. That's just me. Anyways, thoroughly enjoying the present moment and look, and your own, and also a very fulfilled, meaningful life. How much meaning do you have in your life, ladies and gentlemen? Are you intentional about the growth in your personal life, even in your life just in a general sense? Right? Right. Deep healing of mind, body, and spirit. Are you trying to go there? Is there a reason why you are not going there? A lot of people think they could just go through life and never check in with themselves on these levels. Yeah, not so much. A permanent higher shift in consciousness and understanding. Are you capable of that? Can you do better? Are you willing to do better? I know people, I've asked them, can you do better? Nope, I'm good right where I'm at. Nah, you can't be. You can't be because life changes. And what you gonna do? You gonna never change? If you never change, life gonna pass you by. Is that what you want? You wanna be left behind? Huh? Huh? What was that? I didn't hear you. Huh, okay. Having the ability and capacity to fundamentally change the world. Hello. And guess what? How you do this? You do that. You do that by being a different version of you. That is how you do that. If you want to change yourself, raise your standards. Change something you do every day. You have to change something you do. You can start there. Small steps, big results. All right? It's very important to make these moves. Are you awakening and ascending? Or are you not awake and descending? Do you have sensitivity to negative people and events, especially the news? If so, you're probably ascending. That's me right there. I don't watch TV. Don't need to. I validate myself. And you should too. This is Living in Truth with Tavares. We will be right back.
Cerritos Wheeling Custom is having their biggest parking lot sale ever. As a matter of fact, it's so big, it will cover two full days, this Friday and Saturday. Cerritos Wheeling Customs Bellflower location has thousands of tires and wheels at unbelievable prices. And when they say unbelievable prices, they mean Centerline Hellcat 16x8 aluminum wheels for only $239.95 each, or Dynomax Performance Exhaust for your car, van, or truck, only $19.99. The new GT 17x8 Mustang wheels for as low as $99.99 each. And with the purchase of any wheels and tires, receive two free laps at the Malibu Grand Prix. Good at their locations in Fountain Valley or Anaheim. Talk about bargains? You'll find them at Cerritos Wheeling Customs huge parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday in Bellflower, one block north of the 91 freeway on Bellflower Boulevard. Remember, here's your chance to really clean up with fantastic buys for your car, van, or truck. It's the Cerritos Wheeling Customs big parking lot sale this Friday and Saturday at Cerritos Wheeling Custom on Bellflower Boulevard in Bellflower.
Welcome back to the show. This is Living Your Truth with Tavares. I am him. Today we've been talking about elevate. And so I want everyone to, you know, leave today knowing that we've been here elevating the whole time simply because we've been talking about it. We've been lending our energy to it the whole time. So I want to congratulate you on awakening and ascending just in this moment here with me. Yes, give yourself a pat on the back, absolutely, because this is energy. This is vibration. We are transmitting. I'm speaking, creating energy, and you're listening, receiving energy. Everything we do is energy. So understand when you go out in the world, being kind feeds the circle of good that I speak of. See, when you do things with love as the emotion behind the action, that love goes on and someone else will do a nice kind act, random act of kindness for someone else, or they'll help somebody with something. That is what you're lending itself to. That's what you're giving it to. That's what your energy is going for, going toward. So please know that your good energy is needed. I know it's so easy to get caught up in what life throws at us. It's so easy to get caught up in that lower vibration. Like, damn, don't nobody care anyway. Wah, 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 wah. No, don't do that. Because then you are feeding into a much lower vibration that we know is running rampant in our lives all the time. Not our personal lives, but in life at large. So, do all you can to, you know, put some love behind the things we love to do, behind our actions. Let love feed that intent, right? Let love feed you going to the park with the kids. Let love feed you spending time with the family, perhaps. Let love feed you walking the dogs. Let love be the emotion behind that. Not frustration, not anger, right? None of that, because if we're giving off that, then we're going to get more of that. But if we're giving off love and we're being love, and first and foremost, we're loving ourselves, then guess what? That love's going to show up everywhere around you. Boom, you just elevated. And then you'll continue to elevate because the compound effect is always in effect. So the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more you become it. And the more you attract it, and you'll look up and you'll be like, wow, look what we've built, babe. Oh my goodness. All because you chose to love. You chose love for love. Therefore, you became love. If you want to write in and say hello, you can email me at livingyourtruthpodcast@gmail.com. If you're on X, formerly known as Twitter, we are at LIVIN, the letter U, the letter R, and the word truth. If you're on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, we are at Living Your Truth Podcast, traditional spelling. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening, for being here, for being a part of this vibration, for allowing yourself to open up and be involved in this frequency. I want to thank each and every single one of you that continues to tune in from around the world, and thank you so much for being patient. There's been a whole lot of moving parts. We had the house getting upgraded and some other things, and so time, you know, y'all know how it goes. We went to a 4-day seminar that really changed our lives, and we'll continue to share more of that. We'll continue to share more of our light. I will continue to serve you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until the next time, and in the meantime, love yourself and each other. Be the better versions of yourself. And live your truth. Peace.
Next time on Living Your Truth with Tavares.
Ditch the mask. It's cracking. Can't you see it? On the next Living Your Truth with Tavares.
I'm dark, I'm dark, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark, I'm dark, I'm dark, I'm dark, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark, I'm dark, I know, I'm dark.
Be sure to email us at livingyourtruthpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're on Twitter, we are at LIVINUR Truth. And if you're on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, we are at Living Your Truth Podcast.
You just have to be willing to put yourself out there. And once you do, the magic will begin to happen. I'm happy to use my life as an example so that others can learn. You may have to let some things go before you become successful. Success looks different on everybody, and so does the process.
Some of you want success but don't want to let go of the exact thing that's in your way of obtaining success. You can't have it both ways. Welcome to Living Your Truth with Tavares. Wow, thank you. I am living in my blessing. Thank you so much. This is great. Wow.